This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote on the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democrat leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for Wednesday. Boeing plans to stop production of the 737 MAX airliner in January. The AP's Tim McGuire spoke with an aviation expert about the company's decision.
Boeing is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Boeing, saddled with an undeliverable inventory of 400 grounded 737 MAX jets, will temporarily halt production next month. DePaul University aviation expert Joe Sweeterman says the uncertainty over when the 737 MAX jets will fly again is hurting the airlines.
You just can't run something as complicated as an airline without the most basic thing of how many aircraft and when are they going to be available.
The planes are built at Boeing's Renton, Washington plant, which employs 12,000 people. The company says it doesn't expect to lay off any workers at this time. But the shutdown will have a ripple effect on the hundreds of companies that supply parts for the planes. I'm Tim McGuire.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed for calm as protests escalated against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu-first agenda being pushed by his political party. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations due to worries that the law will allow tens of thousands of Hindu immigrants to settle in the region. The new law will fast-track Indian citizenship for religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians who face religious persecution in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, but exclude Muslims. In Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said a U.S. troop drawdown is coming. We get more on that story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital, Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scores of companies and foundations are joining forces to help millions of refugees prepare for a better life. We get more from Lisa Schlein, who reports from the World Refugee Summit.
More than 100 companies and foundations are committing their time, money, and business acumen to help many of the world's 25 million refugees find jobs, get an education, and become contributing members of their countries of exile. Representatives of these organizations are among more than 2,000 representatives from all sectors of society attending the first ever Global Refugee Forum. The UN Refugee Agency reports that more than 30 organizations, including multinationals and small and medium-sized enterprises, have pledged more than $250 million to help transform the lives of refugees and the communities hosting them. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The wife of Zimbabwe's vice president is charged with attempting to kill her husband. A magistrate on Monday ordered Mary Kiwenga, a former model and wife of Vice President Constantino Kiwenga, remain in custody pending a bail hearing. She's accused of trying to deny her husband medical care, insisting that he stay at a hotel instead of a hospital when he was flown to South Africa for medical treatment back in July. She's also charged with money laundering and fraud amid reports of their troubled marriage. For details on more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.